The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. The Hawks are better than the Knicks, and they're going to prove it tonight as they go head-to-head in NBA Cup action. The Knicks, by the way, 12-6 against the Eastern Conference opponents. They're averaging about 117 points a game. I don't think that matters. Honestly, it's going to come down to fourth quarter stops. Hawks are 9-6 against Eastern Conference opponents. But here's what I know about the Hawks, Mike. And this, as you said, maybe you were not interested. And now that our team is here in the quarterfinals, maybe you are.
Right.
If they win, they go to Vegas, and then they got a chance to win this thing. And listen, anytime we can win something, I don't care what it is.
Right. Go for it.
I'm all for it. Trae Young leads the league in assists. We have a guy in Dyson Daniels that doesn't give a damn about anybody or anything that anybody's saying. He's not a punk. We know that. And we also have an emerging star in Jalen Johnson, who right now I think is taking the league by storm, Mike, with his ability to pass and do all the things he's doing. And I just feel like, and you know, last time we saw these guys, by the way, we beat them at home. Jalen went off. Rishashe went off. And, oh, by the way, Dyson Daniels, Mike, controlled, the Knicks point guards and really held them in check. All I'm telling you is everybody's expecting the Knicks to win and win big tonight, and I don't see that, Mike. I think we're going to hang with these guys and be right there, and at the end, if we can make plays, we'll advance.
The only thing which kind of gave me pause was a lot of Hawks on the injury report, and I'm like, come on. I mean, if you want me to get fired up about this thing, everybody's got to play, so hopefully everybody will step up. You know, talk about this tournament, this in-season tournament. But hopefully those guys will go because without Jalen Johnson, that's going to be a tough order. You need his physicality. You need his athleticism because, as you know, Carl, the Knicks are big.
They are.
And in the half court, you need a guy that can, you know, do what he does. And obviously Dyson Daniels. And hopefully Trae, you know, it'd be nice if Trae can summon up some of that magic, you know, that he seems to have, you know, not that he doesn't do it anymore because we've seen him do in that Lakers, that half court shot and hitting those big threes. But those nights in the Garden back in 21 were just magic.
Yeah, I think he likes playing in these big environments. We haven't had a chance to do it since 21. To be quite honest, you're playing in these play-in games, and he said it. Remember when Trae was like, regular season ain't like the playoffs.
Right.
He hasn't had an opportunity. This is an opportunity in a big spot to show out and show up. Want to know what you guys think at 404-726-0929. One, are you paying attention to this? Because, again, it's always like, oh, well, they're not in it, or they're not even going to be involved in this tournament thing. And now here they are. And by the way, remember, they beat the Cavs twice.
Yep.
They beat the Celtics to get here. So the Knicks, it's not like this is a big deal. And Jalen Johnson is averaging about 10 boards a game. He's a 20-10 guy every night. 20 points, 10 boards on average. Mike, I think the key, though, is DeAndre Hunter. DeAndre Hunter has been playing really good. And if he shows up tonight and gives you 20 points like he's done, I think, the last six or seven games, Mike, they're going to win. I'm telling you right now. If he does that, right, like he's been playing, he can't have a 10-point night tonight against the Knicks.
No, he's been that special sauce. He's the guy that we've all – look, and guys, funny because, guys, I haven't heard anybody out there on social media or on our text line go, you guys going to lay off Hunter now? Because I think everybody agreed with us about how bad and inconsistent and often injured Hunter was. And now you see what this guy can be. And it sort of validates where he was drafted by then Travis Schlenk. And now he's living up to it. And maybe he's buying into it. And maybe, you know, sometimes, Carl, the light goes on. You know, everyone says 4 or 5 years. He did have a lot of time at UVA. He wasn't a one and done at Charlottesville. But for whatever reason, it's clicking. So let's not jinx it. Hopefully you're right. He gets it cooking.
Over-under's 237 tonight, if you're into those things, and we are. Turtle, is the spread still 7 or 8? What's the spread tonight, by the way, for the Hawks? I know they were a 7-point underdog earlier today. And by the way, these injury things, let me say this. Do you guys know we got the 7.5. The Hawks got fined $100,000 when Trey did not play. You guys remember in Boston.
Right.
There's no way our stars are not playing tonight. Number one, the NBA is sanctioning this. They need this to happen. This is why they're doing this in-season tournament. Number two, Tony Ressler doesn't want another $100,000 fine. So there's no way these guys are not playing.
Well, again, and please, if this matters to me, then you guys play. Don't tell me, don't try to sell this in-season nonsense and you guys aren't going to get up for it because it seems like a pretty big deal to a lot of folks in certainly NBA headquarters down the street.
It does. All right, 7.5 is the number. We'll continue to talk more about this as we move along today. It is big because tonight we're done at 6:30. Hawks, Knicks, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now,
hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.